Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A jury has awarded $148 million in damages to two former Georgia election workers who sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation. Shea Moss and her mother became the target of a false conspiracy theory pushed by Giuliani and other Republican supporters of Donald Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane on the final testimony.
Tearful testimony in which they not only described the impact of the defamation, but how the threats made their lives so challenging. The FBI urging them to move and relocate because of the danger, the inability to use their names in public. That was compelling, and the jury sat just 10 feet away listening to that testimony.
The Israel Defense Forces is investigating the death of three Israeli hostages in Gaza, killed by friendly fire. The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Jerusalem tells us who they were.
Yotam Haim, 28 years old, a drummer with a heavy metal band, kidnapped from Kibbutz Kfar Azar. 25-year-old Sama Altalake, the eldest son of 10 children from Kfar Hora, who worked with his father and brother in a hatchery and loved motorcycles. And Alon Shamriz, kidnapped from Kfar Azar. Israel's army said Yotam, Sama, and Alon were mistakenly identified as a threat. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it an unbearable tragedy.
The IDF has expressed deep remorse and says it has sent heartfelt condolences to the families. A powerful pre-holiday storm is barreling up the East Coast with nearly 60 million Americans in its path, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and possible tornadoes.
We are poised to see a blockbuster storm hit us all along the East Coast, getting its origins in the Gulf of Mexico. It could bring severe weather to Florida, including tornadoes. Our 1 to 10 Torcon scale puts the risk at a 3, but keep in mind that risk could happen at night when tornadoes are even more dangerous.
Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel. Counting down to Christmas, WBZ-TV's brand. Brandon Truitt tells us Americans appear to be shopping in a big way.
The National Retail Federation expects consumers to spend more than $960 billion this holiday season. That pans out to an average of $975 in gifts per person, the highest since the 90s.
The Boston Tea Party happened 250 years ago today. University of New Hampshire professor Elijah Gould says Britain badly miscalculated passing harsh laws in response.
I mean, if you look at this from the British standpoint, overreacting to something is usually not a good idea. If Parliament handled this more carefully, they might not have lost the colonies.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers and a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, showers come to an end. We'll have cloudy skies and a low of 33. Cloudy for Sunday, temperatures near 40 and a little breezy again. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 25, 35 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 37.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll talk with retired chiropractor Dr. Odell Salverson about his experience with hearing aids, and Huntworth Gear Pro staffer Jeff Buds shares some advice for turkey hunters seeking a grand slam. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com, and all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me once again from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, gosh, I hope you had a better weekend than the Packers did. Well, actually, that was Monday night for those boys. That was a sad, sad outcome, wasn't it? Gosh.
It was. It was a frustrating game to watch. You can ask Eileen. I had plenty to say to the television.
Yeah. Well, and John texted me. He's in New York with Sally Ann for a few weeks, and they've got some travel plans as well. And he texted me a photo from the game, and he said, "We showed up. Where are the Packers?" Okay.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Anyway, yeah, I thought they had it in the bag. They gave it away a couple times, and there's been a lot of call for new defense or new defensive manager,
coordinator.
You know, we're not a ball sports show, but I suppose we can we can throw our two cents worth in there.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Hey, we're from Wisconsin. We can have an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And interestingly, I talked with a gentleman from Iowa. We had a question about the view that I don't know if I talked about it on the show. She was in trouble last summer. We put her down. She had a full-term, partly decayed lamb in her. And I finally got around to calling somebody who might know something about it. And after he told me, she obviously couldn't reabsorb the thing. It must have died on her and so on. And then he said, "Are you ready for the big game tonight?" And this was Monday or whenever I talked to him. And I said, yeah, it was Monday. And I said, "Yeah, are you a Packers fan?" He said, "Oh, I have been forever." And he talked about the Packers as if it's his team. You know, he said, "We this and we that." I said, "Oh, good for you." He said, "Yeah, we don't have a team in Iowa, an NFL team. And I like the Packers because they're the only team that is not owned by some fat cat." And it's a bunch of us skinny cats. Well, anyway, there's still three games left, and we're not giving up hope, but it's looking kind of bleak right now. Well, any more deer hunting on your part?
You know, we got a little bit for the antlerless hunt. Didn't see any deer during the antlerless hunt. And then did a little bow hunting this last week. Saw deer. You know, I equate gun deer season as trolling for deer and bow hunting as jigging for deer.
Jigging.
If you're not on the spot on the spot,
okay,
you're not going to get that deer.
Yeah.
You can be a little bit off when you're when you've got the rifle in hand. But, you know, bow hunting, I was off by, boy, I was off by 10 yards. If I was 10 yards into a different tree, I would have had a shot of deer. But, you know, that's the way it goes. And especially as I explore public land and, you know, you kind of never know what goes on before you ever get there, you know, how many people have been through or whatnot. And so I'm enjoying the time. I am seeing deer, you know. I'm just not been in the right place at the right time yet.
Yeah, well, there's still a few days left. You've got maybe a couple more opportunities.
Yeah, it'll probably be two or three more opportunities, and we'll be done for the year.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm done deer hunting for the year. I might hunt turkeys. I do have a permit. Our good friend Lauren killed his 163rd bird on Wednesday morning. He had four toms come in. He had two tags, but they wouldn't cooperate, and he finally shot one before they all wandered off. But he sent me some interesting video of a hen out of a large flock of hens beating up his funky chicken, that skinny Jake decoy that he likes. So that was interesting to see that they were picking on that decoy. Yeah. And we got our ram back from our friends Jordan and Jody Bendel. We sold a ram to them last summer for breeding, and we've been looking for one and decided to borrow him back. And so we're doing that and using him this year again, because none of the ewes are his offspring. So we'll use him one more time. And he's got real nice wool, and they like the wool and we like the wool. So we've got him back. And it's funny, we had him in there just a couple days, and he's keeping everybody at bay. He's got all the ewes in a corner, and even the three wethers, including Buddy, who outweighs him by a good 25, 30 pounds. He just kind of makes a menacing face or a gesture, and Buddy just says, "Oh, okay, I'm not going to mess with you." Anyway, it's fun to watch them. Well, coming up, we have Huntworth Pro staffer Jeff Buds. He's killed more turkeys than anybody I know, and probably more than anybody in the world. He's going to offer advice for taking a grand slam of turkeys, and that's all four species of wild turkey. And Jeff, he's done it more than 100 times, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
Yeah, insane. Absolutely crazy. We think Lauren is crazy. Well, Jeff is super crazy. And retired chiropractor Dr. Odell Salverson shares his experience with hearing aids from professional hearing care, very similar to my experience. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Mills Fleet Farm and other retailers and online at huntworthgear.com. And joining us again is Huntworth Pro Staffer Jeff Buds. He's a guide, a writer, and a pro staffer with several companies with more than 35 years of experience hunting all over the world. He's killed more than 500 wild turkeys. He has 110 grand slams, if my count is accurate. And that's more than any other hunter in history. And, of course, he's a Huntworth Pro Staffer. And his website, where you can follow what he's up to and even book him for a guide trip, if you like, is tagitworldwide.com. And on his website, you'll find links to his Facebook and Instagram accounts as well. He was on our show several years ago, and he joins us again now. And Jeff, thank you for joining us again. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the introduction. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you bet. Now, last time we talked, this was several years ago, you were going for a grand slam of bearded hens with a bow, and I understand you accomplished that.
Yes, sir. Well, the first one was by accident, a fluke, in Osceola. You know, everybody says, how can you drive so many long hours? Anyway, I realized that you could shoot a turkey in August and July in Florida, and then the rest of the months are pretty easy. They fall right in. So I started off in August in Florida. The first group of birds that came by, I was hunting a pinch point. There was a bearded hen in it and a long beard, 10, 11-inch tom. I didn't even hesitate. I shot the bearded hen. It's not going out trying to kill all hens, but I shot several different bearded hens. So I took the hen, and then my next month was September in Chagrin, Nebraska. I was in a barnyard. They come in to a barnyard and pick around. And I sort of thought, well, wouldn't that be interesting? Because I'd seen them in that area before. There comes a bearded hen. So I shot the Miriam bearded hen in September, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what's the chances? I went elk hunting in between, and then I went to Kansas, and I just thought, how incredible would it be? I had all these toms come by, and I just never got a shot. I couldn't get the right shot. Well, I went back out the next day, and there was a bearded hen, and I was beside myself because I have a really good spot in Illinois for easterns. So I took that Rio bearded hen, 3 months straight, Rio. Then my next stop was Illinois. I tried and tried. I actually missed a bearded hen. You know, I wanted 4 months, four states, finish a grand slam with archery, and I missed. I had to keep my consecutive streak, so I took a great tom. And to be selfish or disappointed, or I mean, it's funny that I shot an amazing tom, but I wanted the bearded hen. Anyway, I went back for Christmas. My son then was two. And I asked my wife, I said, hey, can I go hunting tomorrow morning? It was Christmas Eve. I said, it'll be my last time if I ever get to hunt a Christmas morning. She said, no problem. He doesn't know. So I hunted, and I put out an owl decoy, which we can go into that later. But I figured out the birds, when they see an owl decoy, their protection instinct, survival instinct kicks in. So I have almost 50 birds, toms and jakes and hens, all come in. I'm scanning through the crowd. And there she is, a bearded hen. And I, oh my gosh, Christmas Eve, bearded hen, finished my grand slam, and I'll never forget it. I mean, we all have different experiences. A lot of stuff goes through the wayside, but the highs and the lows are burnt forever. And that was definitely Christmas morning, just insane.
What a great Christmas gift. That's amazing. And you told me before we started recording that that was part of 13 months in a row of taking a bird. Is that right?
Correct. So So then I finished January. I got an Osceola in Florida. February was Texas, a Rio in South Texas. There's only four counties that are open in the month of February. And then March, April, May are a no-brainer for everybody in the country, multiple states. And then June, it used to be only Maine, but now Wisconsin and Michigan are opened up in June. So there's three states now open in June, and then back to July. So I had started in August, so then I had one day to finish it up because it opened on Saturday, July 31st, and the next day, Sunday, was going to be the 1st of August. So I had one day to get it done, and here comes the long beard. It took quite a while, but in the summer, when I say sit and wait, it's a sweat mosquito sit and wait in South Florida. But we all do what we have to get it done. And then just because I'm me and I had to put an exclamation point on it, I went back. I think it was the third week of August because I wanted to just say I put something else extra on it. And I took another Tom in August to say I was the first to take 13 months straight.
Wow. Now, was that all with the bow?
No, it wasn't. 5 of the 13 were with the bow.
All right. Now, not many people have taken even one with the bow. Now, is there any turkey hunting achievement that you haven't accomplished that is still on your bucket list?
Oh, absolutely. But it's just like when you know where that big buck is, you don't tell people until you got him in your hands. You know what I mean?
Yep.
One thing, it's easy to say, I'm trying to finish a Grand Slam with every conceivable legal weapon. So far, I've done a 410, a 28, a 20, a 16, a 12, a 10, a rifle, a crossbow, and a muzzleloader.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got a recurve, so I'm practicing that. So there's a couple more. A musket. I want to go real old-fashioned, do a musket, maybe put some, like, nails in there, or I don't know, whatever they put in there when they could back in the day. So anyway, that's an easy one that people know about. But I've got a couple. You know, I like the wow factor, Dan, so I promise you I will get back to you and we'll talk all about it.
Well, that's good. I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I'm sure a lot of listeners think you're crazy, but I know a few who understand what you're talking about. I have a good friend. His name is Lauren Voss. He is considered the Wisconsin turkey commander, and he's only killed 162 birds, but his claim to fame is doubles, and he's got one triple, and that is two birds with one shot. He's done that multiple times this year. I forget now. He's going to listen to this, and he's going to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's got three doubles, and he's going for a triple, so he's trying to do a double hat trick, if that makes sense. At one point, he killed 21 birds with nine shots or something like that. It's just, he's very conservative
That's
with his ammunition, yeah.
You're right. Hey, that TSS is expensive stuff these days, right?
It is, and so you can save money by lining up two birds if you have the tags, which he did.
There you go.
Well, before
there's a new marketing tool for federal.
There you go. We need to take a break, but before we do, what's the deal with owl decoys?
Well, I, by chance, was sitting in a deer stand, and I saw a red-tailed hawk grab a mouse in a cut bean field. And as we know, bean fields, you can see anything. I could see the red tail forever. And the turkeys came into the field. I heard them putting, and I thought, what's going on? You know, they see something, maybe a coyote. They were probably 200 yards away. Once they all got in the field, they didn't stop the 200 yards until they got to that red-tailed hawk, and they surrounded it. Any avian predators they worry about, if you've ever seen a turkey react when they see something, I've flown in a helicopter and a plane down low and seen the turkeys. They open up their tail, and they'll put their wings out to look bigger than they really are, just like a dog bristles his hair. So I saw them do that. It just clicked, and I thought, you know, I wonder if it'd work with an owl. So I've tried that several times, and I've had them walk by it a couple times, but jakes almost always will come in. I found it to be a fall thing when they're grouped up and in the wide open where they can feel like they get away instantly. It was amazing because when I shot and missed the bearded hen, they jumped in there, but then they went back and they were like trying to fight with that decoy. It was insane. It was just incredible.
Wow. Well, I'll have to try that sometime. Well, Jeff, we've got to take a break. Will you stay with us a couple of minutes while we do that?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I'm talking with Jeff Buds. He is, as you can tell, a turkey hunting fanatic with a lot of records to his credit, and we'll be back with more after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Folks, I've been talking with Jeff Buds. He is a turkey hunting expert and fanatic, and some people would say crazy out of his mind for the hours and miles that he puts on every year and the places he hunts. But I don't know anyone who's killed as many birds or has had as many interesting turkey hunting experience as he has. And Jeff, we were talking about the owl decoy. I'm going to try that. But before that, I mentioned Lauren Voss and his doubles. I imagine you've killed a few doubles, haven't you?
I have. A tip for anybody, if you have the license tags to be able to legally do it, of course.
Yes.
You wait for one bird. You watch that one bird. And you put your pin, your red dot, whatever it is, you target that one bird. When the other one walks behind it, then you shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't aim between them or off to the side or all this stuff. That's how I always do it. And then another thing with this TSS we mentioned before jokingly, I had a client last year. Luckily, he had two tags, but he had a 410. We snuck in, reaping, using the tail fan. Here comes the top, finally came towards us. Well, there was a super jake that was 22 yards behind the 22-yard close tom. That 44-yard jake fell dead as the tom fell dead with a 410 shell. It's crazy. So the net is look at your target and, more importantly, what's behind it with anything that we do out there.
Absolutely, and that's amazing. And you were telling me before we took the break that you've done better than a triple.
I hate to burst anybody's bubbles, but again, legally, and people ask me, here's another one that I get, and I don't even take offense to it because I know I'm right and I'm legal and everything's good, but I've had people come up literally at shows and, there's no way, you're a liar, there's that Jeff Buds, he's a liar. And I say, excuse me, what are you? My wife's standing there and the kids, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And this has been years ago, this one specific little old lady, she happened to be a friend of a guy that he put her up to it. But she said, you're a liar. There's no way. You're 50 years old, 52, whatever. There's no way you've gotten 80, whatever, at the time, grand slams. And I said, ma'am, if you give me your email, I have it saved, and I will email you documents. I will email you pictures, licenses, anything you want to show how I did it legally. And I said, well, legally, you can get two spring Osceolas, and you can get two fall Osceolas. So I've killed, harvested, taken four grand slams for, and it wasn't 25 years. That would be real simple, and I'd love that because I'm OCD. But I started off with one grand slam the first year in 94, and then 95 I got two, and then I realized, because back then I was only had a few grand slams, and there were only a few people that had done it, and I looked at the records, and I saw Dick Kirby, and I thought, oh, Dick Kirby, oh, I thought he hung the moon. I mean, I still do. He's amazing. Unfortunately, passed away.
Yes.
But he was ahead of me, and that just drove me nuts, because the view from second place never changes. Well, back then, two grand slams, boom, two grand slams. Each person got two grand slams. He and I, each year, two grand slams. And then I thought, so 95, 6, 7, and 8, and I thought, oh, my gosh. And then for some reason, I was talking to somebody, and they said, oh, no, you can get two grand slams in the fall. So I thought, oh, 1999, I'm going to do it. So I did, and back then, you turned in your records, snail mail, and it took a while. They put out the publication in June. So here comes the publication, and oh, boy, I was going to show Dick Kirby. And guess what Dick Kirby did also in 1999?
Yeah.
He figured it out. He saw that whippersnapper behind him. Well, I got mine on November 29th and 30th, and he got his on December 30th and 31st. So, and I thought, oh, well, at least I beat him to the punch. But along the way, I had talked to a Seminole
said, oh, you're crazy. I don't know how many I was behind Dick at the time. And I said, oh, I just want to catch up to him. I just want to catch up, and I want to be number one. And he goes, well, you know, you can hunt him on the reservation. I said, non-tribal members cannot hunt on the reservation. They can't possess a gun. And he goes, no, no, there's one small ranch that they have high fence. It's called Billy Swamp Safaris. And I can openly talk about it now because they ended all hunting for everybody in 2015, maybe. So I called, I booked a hunt, and I paid to go down there and shoot an Osceola. Well, I got one Osceola with him, so that I got five grand slams that year. And then I thought, holy cow. And the deal was, you pay for your first one, and I forget back then the price. Let's say it was $1,600. And then after that, each additional bird was like $700. But there was no limit because they wrote the tags. It was the reservation. So here comes this string of toms. They're walking down this game trail, all lined up. And I thought, I was with a good friend. He said, I wanted to go with you. I want to see how this works. And I was with the guide. Well, I got up front. It was late February, early March. I forget. But they were working. They were gobbling. And here they come, gobbling. But they're walking down this trail. Boom, I shoot. I didn't jump up because I knew what I had done. And I knew they were stone cold dead. Operative word, they. So they both jump up. They were behind. They could barely see. They jump up and they run by. And the guy goes, oh, my gosh, Jeff, you shot more than one. You're going to have to pay for that. And I said, oh, doggone it. And then my buddy, he goes, Jeff, I can't believe it. I can't believe you. And I was just sort of grinning. And I said, oh, doggone it. I got to pay for more. Well, in my head, I'm absolutely beside myself because I just picked up four grand slams because I had a bunch of other birds. I knew I could get the rest that year, and I had piles of others before that I hadn't turned in on as far as records. Anyway, so I killed four Osceola toms with one shot. And he was going, Jeff, do you know how much that's going to cost? And the guy's like, oh, you know, do the math real quick. And we're walking. I was the last carrying all my gear, what I had. And he turned to me and he goes, I just can't believe it. And I looked at him and whispered, I was aiming for five. And he looked and the light bulb went off in his head because he is a – there are certain people that are hunters and there are certain people that are predators. And when you're a predator, you can be told an animal – a species, basically what they do, what a trophy looks like, and here, go get them. Mm. And a predator will get it done. And he is – he's on a short list of people that if – in a competition, or if it came down to it, who you'd want to be with you, who I'd want. So when that happened, he was dumbfounded. He just went, that's my boy. That's my Jeff. It was pretty funny. But I did that. That was the only time. And they're going away with tags. I mean, Nebraska went away with four tags. I've shot multiple doubles up there, a triple. Now it's just one bird in the fall and two in the spring. Kansas went away with fall, and it's one bird for non-residents in the fall, draw only. These states that had these real liberal licenses, and they're getting away from that quickly. So the days of the opportunity of that, they're slipping away.
So your records may stand, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know. I got a little bud here that's 5 1/2, and he's never shot a turkey. And if I had a penny for everybody that asked when he was, and I said, you know what, I was all gung-ho last year when he was 4 1/2 at Christmas, and I got him a pellet gun with a red dot, and I thought, okay, here, I'm going to get him trained him so he gets used to it and slip into a turkey. He didn't even want to shoot the pellet gun. It scared him. Mm. And he went, no more. And I went, and I caught myself. It's not going to be about me or for me. Yeah. It's going to be totally about him. And we have a ball. So the net is, Dan, if somebody's going to break it, I hope it's him, and I'll do everything I can to keep him as long as he wants to pursue and chase him. Oh, that just it just warmed my heart.
Fantastic. Well, you did the right thing in not pushing him. I have seen people push their kids to accomplish things, whether it's in basketball or other ball sports or in hunting or fishing, and some of them take to it, and some of them just say, you know what, that's your thing, not mine, I'm done.
Yep.
And when they're ready, they will do it. And if they're not ready ever, you can force them, but it's not going to be a happy ending, I guarantee it.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. So right. It's not going to end well.
Well, Jeff, gosh, we could do this forever. We got to take another break here. Can you come back next week and talk about Huntworth gear and the rafter turkey call from Foreplay?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Dan.
All right. Folks, we'll have Jeff Buds back. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't. So
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family.
They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. You can find them on the web at profhearingcare.com. And joining me now is Odell Salverson of Viroqua. And like me, Odell is a patient of Professional Hearing Care. We met in October. And Odell, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
It's good to be there.
You and I are both wearing hearing aids from Professional Hearing Care now, and I've been wearing mine for about 2 months. How long have you been wearing those?
I've actually had mine for roughly about a year and a half now.
How did you come to find them?
Well, it's kind of one of these funny things. I'm the typical husband, typical man that basically says, my hearing's okay. My kids or my wife would say, boy, did you hear that bird out there? And I just kind of give them this blank look like, no, I didn't hear anything. We visited my sister down in North Carolina. And when I came back, I talked to her over the phone. I said, I'm considering just getting my ears checked. And my sister, who I hadn't seen for a year, she kind of gave me the, I was going to talk to you about that. So I was like, oh boy, my sister noticed that. I knew there was Professional Hearing up in Westby. So I went up there and I kind of just expected, okay, sure, let's just do a simple little test on you. And I was amazed at the testing that they'd done as well as the cognitive portion as to how I was doing there. I'd looked online and I knew about them and I thought, well, good, Westby was close. I didn't have to do any driving and everything. And I was very impressed with basically what they had done for me to begin with, because I've always known that, and I've read a number of articles that said you increase your chances of Alzheimer's and dementia by 300 to 500% by losing a portion of your hearing, because your brain basically says, well, we don't hear that anymore, so therefore we don't need to use this portion of the brain anymore. And I've always kind of known that, but always figured, hey, my hearing was okay. But I found out it wasn't.
Yeah, and I did too. I knew mine wasn't great, but I could get by. And as Dr. Laura explained, and Allie as well, a lot of people with our hearing loss say, well, I can hear just fine. I just don't understand everything people say. And that was my case.
Yes.
Well, where did your hearing loss come from?
Well, to be honest with you, I was born and raised on a farm. And, you know, we're looking the 50s, the 60s, into the 70s. Hearing protection really wasn't a part of what we grew up with. Basically, now you look and you see people with insulated cabs on their tractors and hearing protectors and everything, but we just worked on a tractor all day long, no hearing protection whatsoever. Now, I will admit to you that, again, being born in the 50s, getting into, we'll call it the rock and roll scene, there was an awful lot of loud music at the dances. And there was a short time period that I was in a band, and so I'd stand up in front of 10-foot speakers, and I would play music all night long. And by the next morning, I could still hear the music in my ears because of the amount of ringing that was in there. So it didn't help with the farming issue. It didn't help with loud music. And the two combinations, I think, just kind of destroyed the upper end, the high point, listening to high tones. And I didn't really realize it until they tested me at the Westby Clinic.
And you mentioned not being able to hear birds. I had that same issue, and I think you and I probably have a similar profile. I did drive tractor a little bit and a job I had, but I was on my high school rifle team, and we shot in a basement with no hearing protection, didn't know any better.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I literally shot my hearing at that point. But how is your hearing with the hearing aids that you've got?
I'll tell you a silly story. I walked into my house with the hearing aids for the first time, and I went, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how much my floor squeaked.
Uh-huh.
Walking through the house, it was like, squeak, 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 and I'm going, oh, good grief. You know, because you don't realize it because you don't hear it. But if you don't mind, I'm going to tell you one story that really brought everything to mind for me.
Sure.
I was out on our back deck in the evening that just a short time after I got it, and I walked out, and of course you hear the crickets, you hear the frogs, you hear all the typical stuff at nighttime that you would hear. And I stood out there and I thought, you know, I'm going to take my hearing aids off and just see how much I can actually hear. I took my hearing aids off, dead silence.
Wow.
There was nothing. And I'm not exaggerating. And I stood there for a second and I put the hearing aids back on, and all of a sudden there was just this chorus of frogs and crickets and everything. And as a man, this is kind of hard for me to say, Dan, but I got emotional.
Sure.
I got emotional. I stood there and I thought, what have I lost all these years that I didn't hear this stuff? You know, I grew up in the country listening to all the beautiful nighttime music, if you want to call it. But when I took it off, took my hearing aids off, and the whole thing disappeared, and I put them back on and I could hear them again, it was just like I could feel the emotion welling up inside me, like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, my experience has been fairly similar, and you and I both hesitated a while. I hesitated many years because I knew I had a problem. What is it that got you to cross over that line and get them? Was it the testing in Westby?
It was definitely the testing in Westby, because I was very surprised at the in-depth testing that they'd done on that. I was in the healthcare industry for a while. And the big thing I'm after as an aging individual is to keep my mind as sharp as possible. And like I said, when I started to read the research papers, in fact, hearing is one of the top three that can affect Alzheimer's if you are not hearing properly. There was a study done in the UK where they had three groups, the people with hearing aids, the people whose hearing was normal, and another group that had a hearing loss but no hearing aid. Uh-huh. And they followed them for like 10 years. And at the end of that study, they found the people with hearing aids and people with good hearing cognitive-wise were okay. But the decrease in cognitive on the people who had a hearing loss over that time period who did not correct it with hearing aids was to the point that in the UK journal called The Lancet, it basically said, this is an immediate emergency thing that should be taken care of, that people need hearing aids to keep cognitive ability going. And that blew me away when I read that one.
Yeah. Well, now that you and I have hearing aids, maybe our mental capacity won't get any worse than it might be now. And I hope that it'll improve. I don't know if that happens, but at least you stem the decline when you can hear, I guess. That's my understanding.
Well, that's just it. It's almost like a hidden plus that takes place that we don't even realize when we keep our ability to hear. What do I want to say? It's like greasing the wheel. It's just something that's going to keep things rolling, keep things moving mentally for us, is to have our hearing as acute. And it's also very good for our relationship with our spouses.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. No more. What did you say? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, we got to wrap this up, but any advice for people who are in our generation who might not have taken that step yet?
A lot of people think, well, as long as I don't have to think about it, as long as I don't have to deal with it, it's going to be okay. This is very important. This is something that we will not know that needs to be fixed until it's too late. I mean, as I always say, worst case scenario, you go in, you get checked, they go, no, you're actually doing pretty good. You don't need anything. But we're at the age where it's maintenance. We have to keep checking our health all the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, Odell, thanks so much for sharing your story and your own experience. I wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thanks to you too, Dan, for talking to me about it. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Odell Salverson of Viroqua with a personal story and a testimonial, if you want to put it that way, for Professional Healthcare LLC. They have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and you can find them on the web at profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery, all packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
Florence County Forestry and Parks is happy to announce their new online registration system for access to our Lake Emily and West Bass Lake campgrounds, pavilions, boat launch yearly passes, and information on the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge. FlorenceCountyParks.com is the site. It is currently live for you to see how it functions, and you can set up your account sign-in for when you're ready to reserve sites starting on January 1st, 2024. So check out FlorenceCountyParks.com and get ready for 2024.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have their winterizing supplies in stock if you're still out there enjoying the cooling weather now, maybe on the riverfront. They can do the job for you as well. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com.
You know, I imagine there's still some open water on some of our lakes. I had to cross the Mississippi this weekend. Gosh, it was wide open, even in areas where it usually freezes. I'm sure some of the backwaters have ice, and there were some boats out or rigs parked at the public access points, and I'm guessing some of those guys were duck hunting or goose hunting, maybe. I'm not sure what's still open, because I'm done with waterfowl hunting this year and deer. Well, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin isn't airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show from this past year and several years before it, well, those are all archived on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio show is also online. You can check it out at lake-link.com/radio. You can also find our podcast on the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. And then find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
The DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild poster contest is open to all 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students enrolled in any school in Wisconsin. The deadline is February 16th, and for information, go to the DNR webpage under Keep Wildlife Wild. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes and look for updates on his performances at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, any super holiday party plans?
Nope. We're going to probably hit Sheboygan, we'll hit Arpin, and we'll be done.
All right. Well, I'm going to my SCI Badgerland chapter Christmas party this weekend at Chula Vista in the Dells. Those guys get together a couple times a year, and it's a lot of fun. Actually, they do it every month, but this is the big party. So Mark LaBarbera and I are both going to that. Well, folks, get outside this weekend. Drive carefully at night. Watch for deer. There are still plenty of them out there. The wolves didn't get them all. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. Coffee can, honey. I'll be trolling home to you.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org.
WFHR,
today.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.